Well, good morning, beloved, and thank you again for welcoming me into your homes as we share God's Word together on this beautiful Friday morning. Today we are in Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 1, where Luke's Gospel opens with a prologue in which he sets forth his claim to write an orderly account concerning Jesus. He begins by recounting the events surrounding the birth of John the Baptist. In today's reading, the angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah and announces that even though he and his wife Elizabeth are elderly, Elizabeth will bear a son who is to be named John. When Zechariah exhibits doubt about the angel's message, he is rendered unable to speak. When Elizabeth becomes pregnant, she declares that the Lord has taken away her public disgrace. And God's saving word for us as we finish this week together is joy. So let's begin reading Luke chapter 1 at verse 1. Dear Theophilus, many people have done their best to write a report of the things that have taken place among us. They wrote that we have been told by those who saw these things from the beginning and who proclaimed the message. And so, Your Excellency, because I have carefully studied all these matters from their beginning, I thought it would be good to write an orderly account for you. I do this so that you will know the full truth about everything which you have been taught. During the time when Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. And his wife's name was Elizabeth, and she also belonged to a priestly family. They both lived good lives in God's sight and obeyed fully all the Lord's laws and commands. They had no children because Elizabeth could not have any, and she and Zechariah were both very old. One day, Zechariah was doing his work as a priest in the temple, taking his turn in the daily service. According to the custom followed by the priest, he was chosen by lot to burn incense on the altar. So he went into the temple of the Lord, and while the crowd of people outside prayed during the hour when the incense was burned, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar where the incense was burned. When Zechariah saw him, he was alarmed and felt afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to name him John. How glad and happy you will be, and how happy many others will be when he was born. John will be great in the Lord's sight, and he must not drink any wine or strong drink. From his very birth he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go ahead of the Lord, strong and mighty, like the prophet Elijah, and he will bring fathers and children together again. He will turn disobedient people to the way, back to the way of thinking of right of the righteous, and he will get the Lord's people ready for him." Zechariah said to the angel, How should I know if this is so? I'm an old man, and my wife is so old also." "I am Gabriel," the angel answered. "I stand in the presence of God who sent me to speak to you and tell you this good news. But you have not believed my message, which will come true at the right time. Because you have not believed, you will be unable to speak, and you will remain silent until the day that my promise to you comes true." In the meantime, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he was spending such a long time in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them, and so they knew that he had seen a vision in the temple. Unable to say a word, he made signs to them with his hands. When his period of service at the temple was over, Zechariah went back home. Sometime later, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and did not leave the house for 5 months. "Now at last the Lord has helped me," she said. "He has taken away my public disgrace. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 1, verse 15, where the angel proclaims, John will be great in the Lord's sight. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Again, that's Luke chapter 1, verse 15. You know, beloved, Zechariah, my goodness, you know, here he is, a little old man, 70, 80, perhaps, years old, 85, 90, I don't know. He's considered old by the people there, and so he's just sitting there, living out his days, serving God the best he can, and all of a sudden, here stands Gabriel, one of the most powerful angels in heaven. Gabriel is the one who is the watcher over Israel itself, and stands now in front of this little mortal, Zechariah, and starts explaining what God is going to be doing with Zechariah's life and with his wife's life. And you know, Zechariah quite honestly said, you must be putting me on. Yeah, there is no way that anything like this, you know, could ever happen. And oh my goodness, I tell you what, you do not want to upset one of God's angels, because Gabriel just said, that does it. That you have been, so disobedient that I'm not even going to allow you to speak any more stupid coming out of your mouth. I'm going to just strike you dumb. I'm going to strike you, mute, until you'll see that my promise comes true. And we know, of course, from the Word of God that the promise did in fact come true. And so, you know, we've been talking now for several months in church, you know, to be expecting a miracle so that you can see the miracle when it happens. And here, Zechariah was so unprepared for the miracle that even when confronted with an archangel, he just could not find himself capable of believing God's awesome promise of what he was going to be doing in Zechariah's family. Let's not be that Zechariah, okay? Let's be the Zechariah who is able to accept what God is doing in our lives and be able to see and experience the miracles that God has for us daily. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Holy God, teach me to be obedient to your word. I trust your promises. Open my eyes to your daily blessings and guide me through this day in the way of your truth. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our week together, beloved. Join me Monday when we will be in Luke chapter 1, verse 26, where the birth of Jesus is announced. But, of course, we have the opportunity to meet together in the chapel for our Bible study on Sunday morning, and I truly hope to see each of you there. So until Sunday, until Monday, until the next time that God brings us together again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.